ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
उवाच
हरिप्रस्थिते
गम्यम्
हरिप्रस्थिते गम्यम्
मातु प्रिय चिकीर्षया
मातु प्रिय चिकीर्षया
तस्मिन् बिन्दुसुरे वासि
भगवान् कपिलाक्षिवाय
उवाच
चित्रे
प्रस्थिते रम्यम्
मातु
प्रिय चिकीर्षया तस्मिन् बिन्दुस्वरे वाचि भगवान्
कपिलाक्षिवा.
The Kriya said, when Kardama left for the forest, Gaur Kapila stayed on the strand of the Bindu Sarovara in order to please his mother, Devahuti.
Itari praksite aranyam matu priya chikirishaya tasmin bindu sare vasi bhagavan kapila kila. So, father what is the name? Kardamuni. Kardamuni left home. So, Kardamuni was a great yogi. So, he was not interested in family life. But once he desired, let me marry. So, Vaivasvatamano, he brought his daughter, Devahuti, and she was married with Kapila earlier. Kardamuni. So Kardamuni, the wife, a king's daughter, but she was serving the husband. And the yogi, in a cottage he was living, and she was king's daughter, princess. So working, she became very skinny. So Kardamuni took passion upon her, that this girl has come to me. She is not in a comfortable position. So, by yogic power, he created big palatial house, many servants, maid servants, garden, everything. Not only that, and Kardamuni created one ARC. It was just like a small city. The modern ARC, they have prepared 747, can carry about 500 passengers. Of course, very big. But Kardamuni created an ARC just like a small city. In that ARC, there was nice lake and palaces and garden. And not only that, the ARC traveled all over the universe. They could not make any ARC to go to the moon planet. But Kardamuni, by his yogic power, he created an ARC which could go to all the planets. This is yogic power. Anima, Lagima, Prati, all kinds of siddhi, material siddhi. Whatever is life you can do, that is yoga siddhi. not simply pressing the nose and making some gymnastics. One must gain the yogic siddhi. That is siddha yogi. He can do everything he likes. He can become smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. Whatever he likes, he can get immediately in hand. Wherever he likes, he can go. That is yoga siddhi. So this Padmamuni was a siddha yogi, and his wife, Devahuti, so he had 9 daughters, and they were all distributed to the Prajapatis, just like Dakha Maharaj, Prajapati, and there are many others. And the only son was the Kapil there, he incarnation of God, Krishna. And he is one of the Mahajan. Mahajan means authority. There are 12 authorities according to Vedic Shastra. One of them is this Kapila. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Manu. Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Bali Vayasaji Bayam. This is a statement of Jamaraj. Jamaraj is also one of the authorities. So, Sambhu means Brahma. And Sambhu, Narad Muni, he is also authority. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva, he is authority. Similarly, Kapila Dev, he is also authority. This authority should be followed. If we want to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if we want to understand what is the purpose of religious life, then we have to follow this Mahajana. Mahajana Dina Gata Svapanta. Dharmasya Tattva Nihitam Guhaya. Mahajana Gata Pantha. Dharmasya Tattva. So Dharmasya Tattva is explained by the Dharma Setu, the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamitam Saranam. That is actually dharma. And all these Mahajans, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, these also follow the same principle. That we cannot understand very easily what is the truth of religious system, but if we follow this Mahajan, then we can understand. So that Kapil Muni is explaining to his mother the glories of devotional service. So if we follow him, then you also get informed what is the truth of devotional service. Mahajana Jina Dattasapanta. Here another feature is that Pitari Prasthuti Aranne. So it is the system of Varnasam Dharma. Panchasuddhi Vanambhajit. One who has passed over 50 years of age, he must leave home and go to the forest and completely devote his life for spiritual realization. That is the system, Varnasam. The name Hindu is a foreign name given by the Muslims on the other side of the ocean. They used to say the inhabitants of this part of the world as Hindu. Actually, you won't find this word Hindu in any Vedic literature. The Vedic literature, you'll find Varnasanta. To civilize human being means who are following strictly the Varnasam institution. Four Varnas and four Ashrams. Four Varnas means Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, and four Ashrama means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. So for Brahmana, the four Ashramas should be followed. Brahmana should become a child born in Brahman family and trained up nicely as Brahmachari. Then he becomes a Grihastha. Then he gives up the home. That is called Vanaprastha. And after that, he takes Sannyas. So, this Kardam Muni did it. Because he was a yogi, he strictly followed the principle. So, as soon as Kapildev was grown up, the mother, Devahuti, was given in his charge and Kardam Muni left home. Therefore, it is said that Pitari Prasthuti Aranyam Matut Piyati Girisaya. Now it is the duty of the son. O man, should be under the protection. The Manusangita, it is said that O man should not be given freedom. Nasyan Satantata Haruti. They cannot properly utilize freedom. It is better to remain dependent. That is very good. Independent woman cannot be happy. That's a fact. We have seen in Western countries, in the name of independence, so many women are unhappy. So that is not recommended in the Vedic civilization or the Varnasam Dharma. So therefore, the mother, Devahuti, was given under the charge of his grown-up son, Kapildev. And Kapildev was fully cognizant that he has to take care of his mother. Therefore, Matur Piyotikisaya. It is the duty of the father to protect the girl very nicely. Women are very delicate, they should be given. So, during childhood, until she attains, youthful, puberty, the girl is under the protection of the father. Still, in India, the father takes care of the girl until she is married to a suitable boy. The father takes, and then the young husband takes care of the young girl, wife. And then some children are born and then grown up. Suppose a man married at the age of, so that is the highest. A boy is married not later than 25 years, and a girl is not married not later than 16 years. That is the system. So, a 16-year girl and 25-year boy, if the child is born, then when the man is 50 years old, the child becomes 25 years old, so he can take charge. So taking this calculation, even Kapildev was 25 years old, he was quite able to take charge of his mother, Devahuti. So, he knew that father left my mother in my charge, and therefore I must charge of my mother and keep her always pleased. Mahatut Priya Chikinsa. This boy is not irresponsible. He is always ready to please his mother. Here we are given this picture in this Bhagavatam. Here Kapildev, Brahmachari, great, and mother is taking lesson from the son. Now, sometimes it is how the mother will take lesson from the son. That is the priority of the male. Three, in the Bhagavad Gita it is also said, Man hipartha vipassitya jitishu papajunaya sriya. Sriya shudra tatha vaishya. An old man is considered in the level of shudra. Although an old man is married with a Brahmin, the old man is not offered the sacred thread. And in the Bhagavad Gita, it is also accepted by the Supreme Person. Sriya Vaishya Satha Sutra. And another place, it is said that the Mahabharata was compiled by Vyasadeva because the direct Vedic knowledge is not understandable. Sri Sudra Dvijabandhuna Trina Suti Gotas. Tri means Vedic literature. They cannot understand. Sri Sudra Dvijabandhuna. Woman and the Sudras and Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu means born in a Brahmin family but not qualified as Brahmin. They are called not Brahman. They are called Dvijabandhu. So this Mahabharata was made by Vyasadeva for the Sri Sudra Dvijabandhu now. Therefore Mahabharata is called fifth Vedas. There are four Vedas. Sam, Yajurveda, Katharva, and Mahabharata is the fifth Veda. And the essence of Vedic knowledge is given within the Mahabharata, this Bhagavad Gita. Although woman is inferior than the man, still the Vedic civilization is so perfect that the man as father, as husband, and as son takes care, full care of the woman. This is Vedic civilization. Therefore it is said that Mātut Priya Chikilsa. The son was ready always to see that mother is not unhappy. My father has gone away, so she may not feel the absence of my father. This very word is very significant. Mātut Priya Chikilsa. She was always ready to take care of mother, and the best care is to give her knowledge. Because women are supposed to be less intelligent, therefore they should be given knowledge. And they should also follow. They should follow the father's instruction, they should follow the husband's instruction, they should follow guruna, learned, scholar, like Kapildev. Then their life is perfect. Dependent. Tasmin Bindu Saravari Avasi. They lived there in the Bindu, on the bank of Bindu Sarovar Lake. Avasi Bhagavan Kapila. Now Kapildev is Bhagavan. There is another Kapildev, Kapilrishi. He is atheist. But here this Kapildev is authority and Bhagavan, incarnation of Krishna. Bhagavan, most powerful. Bhagavan means most power, all power. Paisajyasa samagrasya bijyasa jasasa sriya jnana vairagya chaiva sarayati bhagavan. Bhagavan, all powerful means that paisajyasa, all opulence, all wealth, all reputation, all knowledge, all beauty, all renunciation, in this way, Bhagavan is opulence, six opulences. And this six opulences is fully represented in Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is accepted, Krishna through Bhagavan Swayam. And others, their expansion or incarnation, Vishnu Tattva. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Goswami, they have analyzed the characteristics of Bhagavan. The first Bhagavan is Lord Brahma. First Bhagavan is Krishna. But the Bhagavan realization, the opulences realization begins from Lord Brahma. He is Jivatattva. Jivatattva means he is ordinary living being like us. If you become powerful in spiritual strength, then you can also have the post of Lord Brahma. And better than Lord Brahma is Lord Shiva. And better than Lord Shiva is Vishnu or Lord Narayana. And the best of all of them is Krishna. Krishna Su Bhagavan. That is the analysis of the Vedic Shastra. So, all Shastra accept the Brahma Samhita and I mean to say, other all Shastra, Krishna, even Shankaracharya accept, Sa Bhagavan Swayam Krishna, Shankaracharya. The Mayavadi philosopher, impersonalist, he also accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Himbhartha, and lately Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all accept Krishna through Bhagavan Swayam. So Kapil Dev is incarnation and he instructed his mother, Devahuti, therefore to distinguish two Kapilas. One Kapila is the atheist Kapila and the other Kapila is Bhagavan Kapila. Therefore, Bhagavan Kapila is known as Devahuti Putra Kapila. Both of them expounded the Sankha philosophy, but the atheist Kapila expounded without understanding or without perception or realization of God. And here Kapildev, he is expounding Sankha philosophy to his mother personally. Just like Krishna personally expounded the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, his friend. Similarly, Kapildev Bhagavan, he expounded the Sankha philosophy to his mother, Devahuti, and that he is explaining. So, next verse is Tamasinam Aparmanam Tattam Marga Darshanam Samsutam Devahutyaha Dhatu Samsmarati Vacha. So, this philosophy is beginning from the next verse and it says, top understanding Krishna. Because Krishna and Krishna's name is Ayin, we should always remember this, that you cannot chant and dance with any material. Because Krishna's name is spiritual, he is Krishna. Therefore, if you go on chanting for 24 hours. He will never feel tired. That is advanced. So, here, Kapila, this is Tattva-gya. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manasanam sahasresu kachit jatati siddhaya. Jadatamati siddhyanam kachit vetimam tattva. It's like this Mayavadi. They cannot understand that this chanting of Hare Krishna is actually getting direct association with Krishna. Therefore, Prakashananda Saraswati in Banaras, he considers Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a crazy fellow. Crazy fellow. Why? Because he was sannyasi and he was not reading Vedanta Sutra. He was simply chanting and dancing. So, some devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much praised Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the presence of Prakashananda Saraswati, and Prakashananda Saraswati became very angry. Don't talk of this rascal sannyasi. He is a sannyasi. He does not read Vedanta Sutra, and in sentimental moods he chants and dances. Don't talk. Better I don't go there. So that devotee became very sorry, and he arranged a meeting between this Mayavadi sannyasi and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, in the meeting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beautiful, very beautiful in his bodily feature. So, it is Samani I am speaking. So, the Prakashananda Saraswati inquired from him that you are a sannyasi. You do not engage yourself in studying Vedanta Sutra, but in sentiment with some foolish devotees, in some chant and dance. What is this? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear sir, my Guru Maharaj saw me a great fool, number one. Guru Mane Murkha Deki Korila Sasa. Therefore, he has chastised me. What is that? You don't read Vedanta Sutra. You chant Hare Krishna. He has ordered me. Because I am a fool, I have no knowledge. Therefore, he has given me this engagement, chanting Hare Krishna. So I am chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, and I do not know, I become mad after chanting, and I get, I feel transcendental pleasure, and sometimes I act like a madman. So my Guru Maharaj has said that you are very false. You are very false. Then Prakashananda Saraswati very mildly said, this is all right, you are chanting. What is this wrong if you study Vedanta Sutra? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Vedanta Sutra we know, but not like you. We know. If you don't mind, then I can explain Vedanta Sutra. So he explained Vedanta Sutra that Brahma means the biggest. So Brahma is Saraisarja Purna. Biggest means he is full of all opulences. That is biggest. He is the richest, he is the wisest, he is the most beautiful, he is most famous. And in this way, he explained that Brahma, the bigger, he cannot be impersonal. He is personal. He gave many instances from Vedic literature. In this way, he convinced that the way you study Vedanta Sutra, that is not the proper way. Vedanta Sutra means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. As Krishna says, Vedaista Sadvai Ahameva Vedam. By the study of Vedas, if you have attained perfection, then you should know what is Krishna. Krishna also says, Jatatamati Siddhana. Siddha means those who are liberated. Liberated means who have no more the bodily concept of life. They are called liberated. Brahma Bhuti. Prasannatma. So long one is in the bodily concept of life, he is conditioned. He is conditioned, he is not liberated. And when one understands fully that he is not this body, he is pure soul, aham brahmasmi, when he realizes, then that stage is called liberated. The liberated stage is not final. If you simply understand that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, that is not sufficient. You must act as Brahma. You must act as Brahma, then he will stay. The Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakansati Samas Sarvesu Bhuteshu Madhvakti Lavati Param. So bhakti is attainable for the liberated person. Bhakti is not for the conditioned soul. Bhakti is for person who are already liberated. How it is possible? Yes, it is possible, Krishna says, Manchabhyadicharini bhakti yogi na jasevati. Sagunan samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalvati. If you engage yourself in devotional service, savanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam pada sevanam, Archanam Bandanam Dasam Sakham Atmanijanam. Tanmanne Udikam Uttamam. One who is engaged in these nine different processes of devotional service, the first beginning is Sarvanam, hearing. So, under the direction of the spiritual master and the shastras, immediately he is liberated person. He doesn't require to make separate endeavor for becoming liberated. Because immediately he engages himself in devotion, march of abhyavichar, unfailing, strictly, virabhrata. Tatadam kirtantam mam jatantastha virabhrata, firm conviction. That I am engaged in Krishna's service. I am now free from all material contaminants. Virabhrata. So one has to do it. This is tattva-gyan. Tattva-gyan, here it is said, tattva-marga-agra-pradarsana. This is tattva-gyan. Of course, as it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabda. The absolute truths are differently connected according to the different position of the student. The absolute truth, some of them understand that absolute truth as impersonal Brahma. And some of them understand the absolute truth as localized Paramatma. and some of them understand the Absolute Truth as the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna or Vishnu. They are not different. Brahma, Paramatma and the Supreme Personality of God, they are one. They are simply different phases. It is simply angle of vision. Just like a mountain from a very distant place, you will see just like hazy cloud. And if you come nearer, then you see something green, very high, rays, and sharp. That is one. But you are seeing the mountain. From the distant place, you see it is heavy cloud. As you come near and you see something green. And if you actually enter the mountain, you will find there are so many houses, so many trees, so many animals. The vision is the same mountain. But on account of my different position, I see a heavy cloud or something green or something animated. But the final stage is the varieties. The mountain, there are so many trees, so many animals, so many men, so many houses, varieties. So, the Absolute Truth is not without varieties. That is spiritual variety. That is not material variety. But the Mayavadis, they think that because they are seeing the Absolute Truth from distant place, far away, they think that in the Absolute Truth there is no variety. As soon as there are varieties, it is material. That is their misunderstanding. No. The Absolute Truth is described in the Brahma Samhita. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikhalakha priti susuravi ravi parantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipurusam tamangvaja. There are, in the spiritual world, there are Vaikuntha lokas, there are inhabitants, the devotees, they are all liberating persons. They are akhara. They do not fall down. Khara, akhara. We are kharas. We have fallen down in this material world. But there are devotees in the spiritual world in Vaikuntha Loka. They never come down. Never come down in this material world. But they are also persons like us. But eternal persons with full knowledge and life of blissfulness. That is the difference between them and us. That is tattva-jnana. Unless we understand the varieties of the Absolute Truth, if we simply stick to the indefinite, impersonal feature of the Absolute Truth, then there is chance of falling down. Generally they fall down. Arujya krichena param padam tata patanti adha anadita jismadangaya. Because they are not allowed to enter into the Vaikuntha planet. They are simply remaining in the Brahma effulgence. That does not stay. They fall down. Again they come down in these material varieties. We have seen many, many sannyasis. They first of all give up Brahma Sattva Jagat Mitha. The Jagat is Mitha. And Aham Brahmasmi, I have no more anything to do. I have become Narayan. Then he comes down again to feed the Daridra Narayan. That's all. He becomes Narayan, but he comes to take activities in feeding. But why it is Mitha, you have already left. Why do you come here again? Because that means he hasn't got anything. The unnecessary labor, arujya krichena, they undergo severe penances and austerities. and they reach up to the impersonal Brahma. But because there is no pleasure, suppose if I send you in a nice aeroplane, in this car, there is no varieties. Just like so many aeronautics. They after flying in the impersonal sky, they become tired. And sometimes they pray to God, please let me go back to the land. I have read in the paper when the Sputnik was carrying the Russian aeronautics, he was simply seen down where is Moscow. Where is Moscow? Because this impersonal traveling was very much agitating. He was finding out where is Moscow. So this kind of realization of the absolute truth will not stay. We'll have to fall. Exactly like that, the Russian aeronautics, without getting any shelter in this car, you are simply hankering after Moscow. That my book, that Easy Journey to Other Planet, one gentleman, he became very much enthusiastic. That, we can go to the other planet, and yes, you can go, read this book, then I shall come back again. And why you shall come back again? You shall remain there. No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I shall go and come back. So, this is the mentality. Why this mentality? The mentality is that without varieties, we cannot enjoy. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So the impersonal Brahma realization or Paramatma realization does not give us steady ananda. We want ananda. Anandamaya Vyasat, the living entity, or Brahma, or Parabrahma. Just like our Krishna, he is Parabrahma. He is enjoying ananda. Similarly, we also being part and parcel of Krishna, Mami Vamsaji, we want ananda. The ananda cannot be in impersonalism or voidism. That is not possible. Ananda means varieties. When you give varieties of foodstuff made of the same ingredient, grains or milk and sugar, but we can prepare hundreds and thousands of preparations, at least 100 preparations, and we enjoy. This is pera, this is bhakti, this is kheer, this is ravi, this is dahi, so many things. So variety is required. Variety is required. So therefore, the last word of Tattvagyan is to understand Krishna, who is full of variety. So here Kapilde is Tattva Marga Pradarshan. So Kapilde is the incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He would explain to his mother, that we shall read from the next verse, what is Tattva and how we can approach the Tattvagyan and how we can endure. Not that simply dry speculation. One that professor who has said that this Bhaktivedanta's book is not dry speculation. All the books made by him. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is not dry speculation. There are varieties, but there are spiritual varieties. People misunderstand that these varieties are material things. They want nirvishesh, nirakar, void, that our philosophy is not voidness. It is full of variety and full of transcendental bliss. Thank you very much.